You're listening to the best new music on the independent 89.9 HD4. We're championing inventive artists making music in all genres, from hip-hop to rock to pop and jazz, modern global, and more, including artists carving their own path right here in the 904. Well, Jacksonville's mighty 10-piece salsa orchestra, LPT, first introduced themselves through a series of monthly showcases in the back room of Five Points Watering Hole, Rain Dogs, enticing revelrous, full-capacity crowds onto the dance floor. La marea baja y sube, sube más que baja. From the jump, they were a force to be reckoned with, a band with a promising future. But right after the group's debut of original material, the award-winning nine-song collection, Sin Parar, the world shut down. With the brakes put on live performances, an open-ended global pandemic presented a laundry list of unanswerable questions. For a band that makes music that's tailor-made for cutting a rug, it begged the question, what is LPT without a dance floor? The group answered that question with its follow-up full-length, Se Quema el Mundo, translation, The World is Burning. Written during the tumultuous year of 2020, lyrically the new collection boils with social commentary, while sonically the album seems engineered for a post-pandemic world, one in which crowded dance floors are enticing yet again. Josue Cruz, LPT singer and chief lyricist, and Angel Garcia, composer and arranger, are both here in the studio with me to talk about a couple tracks from the new record for our latest installment of Liner Notes. Hey, Josue. Hey, Angel.
What's up, Matt?
Yo, Matt.
Let's start with the lyrical underpinnings of the new album. You were writing this in 2020, the height of the pandemic. Social and political unrest, you had a lot on your mind, a lot to unpack. Has music always been a cathartic thing for you guys?
I think lyrically speaking, any music is cathartic, melodically and lyrically for any artist. It's the way we know how to deal with the world and translate kind of the madness into what we are able to manage within ourselves. So in the face of all that was going on, lyrically speaking, it seemed like the only thing to be able to do with the new album.
I think it was crucial to dealing with what 2020 handed us. The pandemic was part of it, but if we think back to the George Floyd situation and the insane political unrest, it seemed like
the world was burning.
The world is still burning, and I feel like getting together and expressing this was the way to deal with it for me personally.
And let's jump in at the top of the new record, Ya Basta, the album opener. Tell me about the inspiration behind that tune.
Ooh, well, that tune translates to "That's Enough," it really was sparked by the events of what happened to George Floyd and systemic racism as a whole and it rearing its head in such an ugly way. So it really came out of anger and throwing hands up in the air like, when's this gonna stop? That's enough. El temor morir a mano de lo que venden el peor engaño.
Que existe tal cosa como un color extraño. There's one song that line that's was there from the get-go,
el dolor porque seguimos perdiendo a nuestros seres queridos, the pain because we keep losing our loved ones. That was, he wrote that and it came, I didn't touch it. I was just like, that captures it because it ultimately is about that pain. And there was a lot of lines like that, but that one specifically I think is one that it hit me and I was just like, man, wow. And you know, we're a salsa band. People love to dance to what we do. And it's always been, you know, in our DNA specifically, to be able to try to say something. You know, we have the platform. We have the ears. Let's try to say something. Al pie de la historia se agacha nuestro destino.
Se Me Perdió, which comes after the album's title track, brings some levity to the record, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a tough moment because that song is about, you know, when you can't find your stuff, man. Like, it's annoying, right?
I mean, you know, it's ultimately the lyric, you know, we sat down and we knew we needed some balance, you know, specifically because the album lyrically is heavy, man. You know what I mean? And even that song, you know, when it dives into, you know, just, you know, you're losing things. And it's, you know, the question is like, I mean, have I lost my mind? Is that what it comes down to?
What kind of things are you guys losing? I mean, or is it, I mean, there's 10 people in this band. Are you losing these things or are they just, you know, going missing among the members?
A bunch of thieves.
Probably, right?
Well, LPT's Se Quema El Mundo is available on all streaming platforms. And it's out on vinyl right now, right? You guys
Absolutely.
Just got the vinyl.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Yes. We weathered the vinyl shortage storm, and you know, we were able to harvest our vinyl finally.
Go to lptsalsa.com to find the vinyl. Josue Cruz, Angel Garcia, thanks so much for joining me. Congrats on the new record.
Gracias, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.